Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
Have some fun for you before we toss it over to Lane. Abadi, 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 abadi. Hey, Looney Tunes Day is coming up.
Get your seats at brewers.com/nuts.
Is that Marvin? Oh, wow. You dug deep there for that one.
Yeah, that was a two-for-one there.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting, joined on Wednesdays by Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. What's up, Levo?
Good morning, guys. I'm so glad that I can keep you entertained with all these different intros for me, with all of my silliness on the radio. Nice work.
Hey, that's all pancake, but no, we appreciate it. It's our favorite part is hearing you on the radio. Or TV.
I bet you never thought that I had some Porky Pig or Marvin the Martian in the old arsenal, did you?
I thought, well, first of all, just to even have the wherewithal to pull Marvin the Martian. That's deep cut right there, too, man.
He was one of my favorite characters in Looney Tunes way back in the day. Just fun fact for me. Yeah, Marvin the Martian was a big fan. I was a big fan of that guy. He had a very small bit, but every time he slayed it when he was on.
How was the execution on that night? Or was that was the Sunday afternooner, right?
Yeah, Sunday afternoon execution of my Marvin the Martian voice.
That was amazing.
Of the ball game, because we have these special nights, and some they're sort of more all in than others.
Oh, I got you. You're talking the actual execution of the Looney Tunes night. I thought it was fine. Not as Star Wars-y. Star Wars night where they do all the different headshots on the video board with different names and stuff, or even Bark in the Park night. But they did have Bugs Bunny for the balls and strikes. They had a couple little things. I thought it was good. It was cute. They could have done more, but I understand why they went a little B+ as opposed to the A+ effort.
Well, as it happens, like the baseball is pretty interesting right now, so you need value add with the other enhancements.
Yes, correct. And no, it's the best team in Major League Baseball right now, so you don't need to. You're not covering for a team that's 30 games under 500, or, I mean, heaven forbid, you could be the Colorado Rockies and have 110 losses or whatever they've got right now in a minus 400 run differential. The product on the field is speaking for itself right now, thankfully.
All right, so we posed this question to Pat Murphy yesterday, and he admitted that it was a challenge. This idea of, like, okay, you're in, but you still need to win ball games because you're fighting with the Phillies for that one seed. There's still a chance. I mean, the division is not locked up yet, but you're sitting in a good spot there. So you want to keep winning, Jeff, but at the same time, some of these guys have to be tired where you want to give them a blow here and there.
Yeah, I think there's a fine line there, Eric. And I think the biggest part is you got to wrap up the division first. It's a 5-game lead. Your magic number is 7. Go take care of that. The beauty is that there are some built-in off days. They had the off day on Monday. You've got another off day coming up next Thursday, coming back from San Diego. So those things are baked into it already, which is a really good thing. But yeah, it's you want to give these guys a rest. I think the biggest question mark will be on the pitching side of things. What do you do down the stretch? Freddie Peralta probably has 2 more starts. So do you have a longer start this next time, or is it a shorter start? And then you start him one more time in the final homestand against the Reds and see how far he can go, knowing that's going to be his last appearance before the postseason. Those are the bigger questions, I think, moving forward and how you line up the pitching moving into the postseason, wherever you end up being. And hopefully it's in that division series. That's the other part, too, is that once the season ends, on the 28th of September, if the Brewers are in the division series and they get that first round bye, they've got to sit around for 6 days before their first playoff game. So you want to try and stay sharp, too. So you want to be playing your best baseball leading into that potential 5 days off.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, level, because, you know, my message to the team would be, you like off days? Get you some off days. Wrap up the number one or the number two seed. We'll get you a week off darn near in there for everybody to get right. Let's plow through. Let's lock that up. And I'm less concerned about the one seed than I am of at least getting that two seed. Brewers have the best road record, I think, in the game. I mean, our road record is ridiculous. I know the Brewers ticket office wouldn't like to hear me say that. But if we got to play four on the road, if necessary, in the league championship series,
okay,
right, exactly, I could be okay with that. We just cannot be in that wild card round. Cannot.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And if you're in the wild card round, that means the Cubs have essentially won out and the Brewers didn't take care of business. So in my mind, you got to go out there and you got to take care of business. You go in the division, you have a bunch of home games, and you see where the chips lay from there. But you're right. If you want some off days, we'll get you a week off if you want to. You just got to keep grinding for the next 11 days, and you're going to be fine.
So is this how the playoffs are going to be for the foreseeable future? I mean, we had that one-game wild card for a while there, and now we have, like, this weird mm-hmm. setup, which has kind of messed up the magic number fun a little bit, but...
Yeah, because the math is too hard.
is the league set on this now?
I think they really like the fact that it's a 2 out of 3 as opposed to just one game yeah. you're in. It does create the drama, but that's not how baseball is. Baseball isn't a one-game series ever. You play 2 out of 3 or you play a 5-game series. It's odd numbers, right? That's the point of it. You don't play one game of rock, paper, scissors, do you? No, that's 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 5 or 4 out of 7, 5 out of 9, whatever it is. I like the 2 out of 3. Is there a way that you don't have to give a team a week off? I guess if you're playing really well, I don't think you want to have 5 days off.
Yeah.
So that's the push and the pull. That's the question mark. But they wanted to incentivize winning down the stretch and having the two best records in the National League or in the American League, and that's the way that they did it by giving you an automatic bid into the division series.
I kind of like where we're at. You know, we tinkered yeah. with it a little bit, and you know, Eric went through the various scenarios and whatever. I mean, you look back at the 82 Brewers, you had 4 teams in the playoffs.
That's too little.
Right. You know, so I feel like you don't want to let everybody in, but you also want to incentivize, you know, you want games that matter in September for a larger number of teams. And I feel like baseball sort of hit that sweet spot where we're at about the right number of teams. And to me, you know, like, especially with as we've looked at the Brewers, yes, you get in based on your body of work. And, you know, that's enough for the division sometimes, but it's not necessarily the favorite as you roll in. It's the who's hot now.
Right, right. And the Brewers have seen that for the last couple of years, 21 and then 23, 24, of course, when you ran into the Braves and then the Diamondbacks and the Mets last year, you ran into the hot team. And that's unfortunate because you have a wonderful regular season and then it just doesn't pan out in the playoffs. I think for the Brewers, it's a big deal. It's a big deal to have the home games. It would be a big deal to get the bye. And get into that division series so you don't have to worry about the 2 out of 3. They're in a really good spot. And to your point, I think it's great having as many teams as possible in the mix late in the season. It creates so much drama. Even a team like the Reds or the Cardinals, they still have an outside chance at winning a wild card bid if the Mets continue to free fall. Now they've won a couple of ball games in a row. But even look at the American League side and what's going on in the West. I mean, you got 3 teams that could potentially win the division with 11 games to go.
Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Levering. Thanks, Level.
You got it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
Brewers and Angels in a 6:40 first pitch at American Family Field tonight.
Get your seats at brewers.com/.